We are much further along. What we don't have is our own airwaves so that we can discuss this daily, build our understanding daily with each other, just as happens in occupations, which makes them so potent. Continuing with Dr. Du Bois. I have faced during my life many unpleasant experiences, the growl of a mob, the personal threat of murder, the scowling distaste of an audience, but nothing has so cowed me as that day, November 8, 1951, when I took my seat in a Washington courtroom as an indicted criminal. I was not a criminal. I had broken no law, consciously or unwittingly. Yet I sat with four other American citizens of unblemished character, never before accused even of misdemeanor, accused of a felony, and liable to be sentenced before this court to 5 years of imprisonment, a fine of $10,000, and loss of my civil and political rights as a citizen, representing five generations of Americans. Unquote from Dr. Du Bois' autobiography. At this point, Dr. Du Bois was 83. He lived to be 95. At his 100th birthday celebration, Dr. Martin Luther King said in this excerpt from what may have been his last speech, quote, "Above all, Dr. Du Bois did not content himself with hurling invectives for emotional release and then to retire into smug, passive satisfaction. History had taught him it's not enough for people to be angry. The supreme task is to organize and unite people so that their anger becomes a transforming force." It was never possible to know where the scholar Du Bois ended and the organizer Du Bois began. The two qualities in him were a single unified force. In conclusion, let me say that Dr. Du Bois' greatest virtue was his committed empathy with all the oppressed and his divine dissatisfaction with all forms of injustice. Today we are still challenged to be dissatisfied. Let us be dissatisfied until every man can have food and material necessities for his body, culture and education for his mind, freedom and human dignity for his spirit. Let us be dissatisfied until brotherhood is no longer a meaningless word at the end of a prayer, but the first order of business on every legislative agenda. Unquote from Dr. Martin Luther King, speaking at Carnegie Hall in New York City, February 23rd, 1968.